Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with the Truth in Medical Healing. As you know, folks, we broadcast every Friday at 12 noon for 30 minutes, and we've been doing this program for about 15 years. And it's every noon from 12 to 12:30. And if you really want to be healthy, then tune in. Also, just so you know, I appear at church meetings and other public facilities where we talk about how to be healthy and how to have more energy. And I could also tell you that I'm pretty sure, 99% sure, that I'm older than all of you listening to the show. Really. And I'm also have more energy, and I look better than any of you listening to this show. And folks, I have 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. I'm also a veteran in the United States Air Force, which I'm proud to say. I also can play tennis almost nonstop all weekend long. I can dance all night long, especially, which I go on weekends, especially when I'm in, because I live near Miami, and the thing is, I love Latin music, so I can dance all night long, nonstop, practically. Well, listen to this. When I was a kid, there was hardly any cancer anywhere. No one ever talked about cancer. Can you imagine that? I used to listen to my mom on the telephone speaking to whoever it was, and they'd say, oh, my God, this one had some kind of cancer, and then I was only maybe a few years old. I asked my mom, what was cancer? She said, well, that's when the cells of the body start to change. Sorry, I just took a sip of my coffee. And before you know it, when I started to pay attention to people talking and everything, especially when I was waiting in a doctor's office or going to a pharmacy, And there were no cancer hospitals, no organizations came about. Now, two things happened when I was just a little kid. One was the creation. Well, let's say this. No, I was already grown up for this one. One was the creation of the internal combustion engine. Internal, but that's an automobile engine, internal combustion engine. Okay. And the other incredible thing, in the year 1903, when the auto engine was put together, the other incredible thing was that my dad was born. My dad was an incredible person. He was fantastic. And there wasn't anything that he could not do. He was a pharmacist, by education and by trade, but there wasn't anything that man could not figure out how to do it, whether it was take apart the auto engine or do this or do that or fly a plane or anything, he was able to do it. He took me for my first plane flight with my brother, Stewie, when I was about maybe 5 years old, and I took my pet doggy with us too. Anyhow, so you know, another fellow, when he put that internal combustion engine together, another fellow ran over and put a set of wheels on that engine, and voila, before you know it, the first gas burning engine. Fantastic, right? And that was around 1903. And that was the start of fantastic automobile, but at the same token, cancer started to pop up all over the world because of the emissions from the magnitude of millions of cancer cell emitting exhaust. And anyhow, talking a little bit more also, the fact is that drinking water, you know, we're 85% water, the human body. is 85% water. So the thing is that we all have to think about how do you avoid that. Well, you see people exercising and running alongside the parkway, wherever it may be in the world, actually. But let's just take parkway in Miami. You know, Miami Beach is still as beautiful as it always was. It's my favorite beach of the world. And I love to just lay on the beach and do nothing. But anyhow, the thing is that unfortunately, everything, there's cancer cells all over every beach in the world. So as you're laying there getting the glorious suntan, your body is also, your cells of your body are absorbing the cancer cells that are all over the air from auto engines, from buses, from trucks, from planes, from boats, and all of that. So how you got to protect yourself. Well, the best way to protect yourself is because we're 85% water, and all water, by the way, folks, is contaminated. And I'll tell you why it's contaminated. But from a thing called fracking. F as in Frank, R-A-C-K-I-N-G. But the thing is that like the beaches are beautiful, the highway and people exercising and doing this, but they're breathing in all that exhaust that's out there because there's millions and millions and millions of cars emitting all that exhaust. And who knew anything like that would happen? There were no cancer hospitals. And also another thing that we have to watch out for as far as cancer, everything that we buy is loaded down with sugar. Why? Because whatever sugar tastes, whatever it may be, it tastes better, tastes sweeter, whatever it may be. So everything is loaded down with sugar. And that's another causative factor because cancer cells love to eat sugar also. How do you like that? So the thing is that so the air we breathe from the exhaust from the cars and trucks and all of that and everything that, and who knew we would go to the beach and wherever we go to the park and have fun, and who knew that we'd be breathing in all that cancer cells. So we need to be able to drink pure water because water also is killing more people than ever before because of all of the residues. And by the way, the thing that mostly kill people from drinking water is because of I was in Tokyo for a 3-day convention, and I bumped into Dr. Shinya, who I didn't even know who he was, but he walked up to, I went to a hotel in Tokyo for a 3-day convention, a medical convention, and this Japanese fellow walked up to me, and he held up a Japanese newspaper and held it right in front of me, and my picture was right on the front page, and everything else was in Japanese, and I'm saying, oh, what's that? And who are you? Well, it turns out that he was Dr. Shinya. And I never met him before. It was the first time I met him. Shinya, actually, he's the one that actually developed colonoscopy. And he told me all about the Kangen water and all of that. So, thing is, I was on a 3-day convention, and he also had to, he was leaving. We just met. And I said, Shinya, how come my picture's right on the front page of a Japanese newspaper? How can that be? So I didn't rob a bank. I didn't do anything bad. He says, and he was laughing, and he said, no. People had gone to your facility in Miami Beach for cancer treatment. And, many, many people were coming from Japan. A family had come initially, and they published in the newspaper where whoever would listen to them about Dr. Barton in Miami Beach, Florida, USA. And that's how I met Shinya. And he's a world-renowned man, of course, because he invented the thing called colonoscopy. And anyhow, another thing I'd like to tell you about, folks, while we broadcast, as I said before, or maybe I didn't say it before. You see, I don't do a script. I don't read a script when I do these programs. We do them, by the way, every Friday at noon Eastern Time, 9 in the Pacific Time. So, and that's the radio show that we do every Friday. And is another thing that you need to be, if you really want to be healthy, by the way, I know that I'm healthier than all of you. And I'm also older than all of you. Because when people get a little bit on in age, lots of times they're just, let's say, because most people around the world are taking 5 or 6 different prescription medications for this, that, and the other thing, maybe for breathing, maybe for cells, maybe for arthritis, maybe for something else. And guess what? I'm older than everybody. I'm willing to bet almost any amount of money that I'm older than everybody listening to this show. And the thing is this, that colored soda, in order to get the manufacturers to get that soda to be dark colored, they add phosphoric acid. Phosphoric acid, and that gives Pepsi and Coke and Dr. Brown and so forth, these sodas, this dark color. And that dark color also takes away robs the bones of minerals. Because to get the dark color, they have to use boric acid, like we said before. And so in order to really be healthy, folks, number one, I don't drink any soda. I don't drink any kind of soda at all. I drink only Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N. And I found out about that Kangen water from Dr. Shinya when I met him in Tokyo. And he told me about the fact that we're doing this. He asked me about the type of cancer treatment that we're doing and everything like that. And we added then to the regimen the Kangen water, which made it even the fight against cancer even better, stronger. And so the thing is, folks, the medication, the prescription, I can't think of the name right now, of the prescription that's used for people that have osteoarthritis. You know, there's women, especially more women ever than before, getting fractured ankles, hands, different type of fractures. And it all happens because of the phosphoric acid that's in the body now that takes the, that adds the brown color to the sodas. And so that's another thing that people enjoy. And by the way, I love my life. I enjoy almost everything I do. And I don't, number one, I don't smoke cigarettes. We're doing a health show. And there's people walking in and out of the studio here and waving and so forth, and they're getting me distracted, so sorry about all of that. So here's what's happened to the water in the world. It's not just America. But the petroleum interests, the companies that produce petroleum, they get oil from oil reserves that are way, way down deep within the Earth's crust, you might say. And that process, in order for them to break through the ground, the earth and everything, is called fracking. F as in Frank, R-A-C-K-I-N-G. So they do fracking in order to be able to punch into the oil deposits, and they're able to extract more oil, more gas, and then develop more gasoline. So that's all the different oil companies that are doing this fracking. That's another thing that's adding to things that go wrong with us humans. And by the way, let me also mention, I think in New York City, Sloan Kettering
Sloan Kettering Hospital. It's a cancer treatment hospital, Sloan Kettering. And guess what? They don't put any. They allow sodas. People drink Pepsis and Cokes and so forth and so on. Sloan Kettering in their foods when they prepare breakfast, lunch, or dinner, whatever it may be for the patient. There's too much sugar in foods that they use. So the main thing out of these broadcasts that we do every Friday and every week is to get people to know that you need to stay away from sugar as much as you can. It's impossible not to have any sugar. As a matter of fact, I like some sugar, especially I put brown sugar on sour cream. That's a healthy thing. Bananas cut up into it. I put some brown sugar on that, and that's like a healthy breakfast. And as I said before, I'm willing to bet that I'm older than any of you listening to this show, and I'm also healthier. So I don't want to make anybody feel bad. I want to give you the simple answers that you need to be able to get more out of your life and have more energy. But you can be healthy, and I don't take any prescriptions at all. I can go into any drugstore and get whatever I want if I wanted it. And I think I mentioned at the beginning of the show that I actually grew up, I'm not sure, maybe I left it out. I grew up in my daddy's old-time drugstore. When I say old-time, that's what it was. It wasn't like today's pharmacy. You go into this whole, you know, this, that, the other thing, and you don't, it's the whole atmosphere, what it used to be, is gone. So usually the pills and things they have in different bottles, pretty soon, because there's so many people going to the average large pharmacy, whatever. I'm not going to say any pharmacy name because I don't like those pharmacies. I'm not going to add any advertising for them. I actually go into any of them. I go in to get shaving material, things like that. But like I said before, I don't take any prescriptions. I don't take any drugs. I don't take any type of drug that may increase my chances of getting something that's cancerous causing. So, folks, approaching the end of the show, as I said before, we broadcast every Friday. And you know what I did? I left out this. It's a special number to listen to the show. So whoever's listening to the show, you already have the number. And, you know, it's broadcast worldwide on the net. It's called Blog, B-L-O-G. Sorry about that, Mr. Blog. I left out the most important thing. You need to be able to tune into the following number. Let me see where it is. The number to listen to the show is 865-342-3582. I think I gave you the wrong number. Let me see. Why can't I remember that number? So, folks, to listen to this show, you call 863-509-3582. We're getting to the point where we have to say goodbye for today. And just listen to this, folks. Remember, cut down on your sugar intake, because everything you buy, every packaged food, every canned product, 99.9% of all of that have sugar added to make it taste sweeter so that you'll actually buy more. Everything is buy more, buy this, buy that. Everybody wants to make more money. Fun. And I want to make more money too, but I don't want to make my money on someone else's grief. You know what I mean? So just bear with me a second. As I said before, the show that we operate on is a blog radio. It's called Blog, B-L-O-G, and it's worldwide on the net. So the next show is going to be next Friday. It's every Friday at noon for 30 minutes. And remember, when you're jogging out there, you want to get some fresh air and try to stay at least 50 feet away from where the cars and the buses and the trucks, whatever, are going up and down. And most times I see people running right along. They make a path, like an exercise running path right alongside the highway. All those people don't know better. The ones that do the construction or put it together, they just don't know better. You want to be able to stay away physically from exhaust, from the internal combustion engine that we talked about before. And I'm just trying to think. I think I gave you the wrong number to listen into this show. You can call during the week, call 863-509-9059, and we'll be able to give you the correct number to listen to the show. We broadcast every Friday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, and we've been doing this show. And by the way, blog radio, it's an internet radio, so it goes all over the world. And there's a gentleman named Felix who's in South Africa, who been listening to the show ever since we first started. Probably, I don't know how that happened. Oh, I know. Well, Felix, hi, how you doing? I'm sure you're listening to the show today. The thing is, Felix listens religiously to the show every week. It's about, I think you're about 6 hours ahead of us, where I am in the United States. And folks, remember, every Friday at high noon, just tune in to, still have a minute and a half, 90 seconds left of the show. So what you want to do is, on Friday, every Friday at noon, just call 386-675-2726. And in the minute that we have left, folks, let's just say a special prayer for so many things going on in the world. People, governments taking over here, there, and everywhere, killing people, and all of this. Why can't we just have a world where people can do their business, do whatever they have to do, earn their living, watch TV, relax at night, be able to have food, not starving, and we'd have a perfect food, a perfect world, if only there wouldn't be those people that just want to take advantage of everyone and get more money from them for whatever. And people do that type of thing, which is terrible. So with all that, with my friends that are probably listening to the show, maybe gave up on it already, down in Miami, because I'm broadcasting from New York. And so we talk about to live, be healthy, enjoy life, and we'll be talking to you next Friday. Adios, y'all. Get it.
think it's 347. Tell me a little bit of the number. It's right on the other side of the card. What's the number that I'm looking for?